Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets. The promo code LOPISTONS. That's L-O is in Locked On Pistons, L-O Pistons, will get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes, and you can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. First off, got to start off with some potentially bad news for the Pistons. Stanley Johnson is having some type of problem with his foot. An MRI came back negative, but the team is still going to do a CT scan. Hopefully that can reveal what's going on. It seems like this is potentially something. Unlike Marcus Morris and Aaron Baines, both of their injuries, very much every indication is that those are the Pistons being overly cautious because it's the preseason. With Stanley Johnson, it seems at least possible there's a little more to this. So definitely going to keep my eyes out to see what that is. Stanley Johnson has not played well throughout the preseason. He's struggled in games, and according to Stan Van Gundy, it's been more of the same in practice. Not sure whether that's this injury affecting him. In some ways, that could even be a little encouraging. It's always helpful to know what the problem is to get it diagnosed so you can go about solving it. And if it's an injury, you know, whatever the right course is from there, you know, medically, that's a way to go. If Stanley Johnson just isn't playing well, if his production just isn't there, if he's healthy and he's just not playing well, that's a lot more disconcerting, and there's not a clear path for how to handle that. So if those things are intertwined, you know, that would be encouraging, but the key thing is figuring out what this is and going from there. So the Pistons are going to do that CT scan, and then hopefully we'll get a little more information. The Pistons also waived Nikola Jovanovic, who they signed as an undrafted rookie out of USC. I think that most likely Jovanovic is going to end up playing in the D-League for the Pistons affiliate. They can assign his D-League rights to their affiliate through waiving him. He'll be an NBA free agent. That's the key thing. He's going to be an NBA free agent. If he goes down to Grand Rapids and plays really well, any team, including the Pistons, but they don't really have an opening for him, could sign him. He's a big man, a 6'11", probably center in today's NBA. Maybe at a different point he could have played some power forward. Maybe he still can a little bit. I like him a decent amount for a undrafted player. He had good size and skill at USC and took advantage of it. Without enough athleticism, without a size advantage, without even really a skill advantage inside, I think he's a little ways off from being a reasonable NBA player. But the Pistons have him in their system now. If he pans out, they have an inside track, but not the complete track. The reason they sign him, one, is for training camp. He's just an extra body. And then two, they can put a $30,000 guarantee on his contract. And so now they waive him. He gets that $30,000. And sort of the quid pro quo with that is, okay, now you go to the D League and you play there for about the same salary for the season. Essentially, the Pistons just doubled his salary. It just is an incentive because there's a max salary in the D-League that is very low, that is about what his guarantee is in the NBA. And if the Pistons didn't supplement that D-League salary, he might have gone overseas. So you want him in Grand Rapids, you bring him to camp, you pay him, and then you waive him. He also has to clear waivers for the Pistons to be able to sign his D-League rights. I think he will, but we'll see. It's possible another team wants his D-League rights and claims him. always possible. But I think that if he got to the point of signing with the Pistons, that meant they valued him the most. They were willing to give him the largest guarantee. So we'll have to see where that goes. But I do think he'll end up in Grand Rapids. And I think Trey Freeman, signed under similar circumstances, is going to be headed the same route. But Jovanovic is the only one waived so far. Speaking of fringe-ish NBA players, good news for Michael Beneteau. He looked good in the last preseason game, and Stan Van Gundy is really touting how well he's played, seems really encouraged by it, to the point where Van Gundy said it's a real possibility Beneteau could crack the regular season rotation. And I wonder how much that has to do with Stanley Johnson's injury, whether that's, you know, maybe he'd make the rotation if Stanley Johnson is out and can't play. But it's also sort of open-ended that, is there any chance that Beneteau could just steal the role, just outplay Johnson? And even if Johnson's healthy enough to play, that Beneteau could be the backup wing? I suppose it's possible. Darren Hilliard and Reggie Bullock are also in the competition, especially at shooting guard, and neither one of them have seized the job. I don't know that I'd put Beneteau ahead of those two, but they certainly haven't seized the job in this preseason. You know, the reasons why I'd be a little bit more bullish on them is more to do with what they've done over larger samples, but that's not great. That's not infallible. You know, Beneteau, if he looks as good in practice as he did in the last game, he definitely earns a crack. And I still think that if it's going to be a 9-man rotation and everybody is healthy, that it's very clearly Stanley Johnson's job, no matter how poorly he's playing in the preseason. One, that's not a large stretch of games and even practices. And there's just so much invested in him as a first round pick, just organizationally, to make sure he succeeds. I think he's going to get that opportunity. Now, if it goes into the season, he's really costing the team, and Beneteau or Hilliard or Bullock continues to show good signs sort of behind the scenes, then maybe Johnson could lose that job, but I think he would get it to start the year if healthy. If he's not healthy, or there's going to be a 10-man rotation, yeah, I do think it's become more of an interesting question between Beneteau, Hilliard, and Bullock. Beneteau played some point guard at Syracuse. That passing ability, especially with the second unit, and especially if Lorenzo Brown winds up the backup point guard, but also if it's Ray McCallum, and even in times when Ish Smith's in, you know, with Reggie Jackson hurt, there's going to be more of an onus on wings who can create, and Beneteau can do that with his point guard ability. We're going to need to see over a larger sample whether his shot is falling. Now, that's going to be key for him to keep defenses honest and be able to produce some points by shooting from the perimeter. And, you know, he definitely has the potential for that. We've got to see it in action from NBA range. And, you know, so I think he's got an opportunity. I think it's a real opportunity for him. It seems like he's taking advantage, but he will have to prove it. This is not something that's going to be handed to him. The Pistons have done well to set up an environment where if a late second round pick like Beneteau gets a job in the rotation, it's because he beat viable people. It's not because they're left stuck with him. Like, you look at the Bucks and Malcolm Brogdon. Like, he's probably going to be in Milwaukee's rotation, even though they just traded for Tony Snell. Like, he's probably going to be in the rotation. He might deserve it. He might not, but there's nobody else to beat out. Their wing depth is so thin with Chris Middleton hurt that somebody like Malcolm Brogdon, who may or may not deserve it, is going to make it. Beneteau is only going to be in the Pistons' rotation if he deserves it. So we'll see. He's got a real opportunity to get that job. Before we keep talking about the Pistons, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the football games you want to see up close and in person, and also the Pistons games. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest play of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest price available. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. It's going to be available to you all throughout the Pistons season. It's a fantastic app to be able to find tickets quickly and get going and get into the palace. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, enter the promo code LO Pistons. That's LO as in locked on Pistons, LO Pistons. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LO Pistons today. Last little note I wanted to hit on before we head out today. Stan Van Gundy had an interesting idea that the Pistons and all NBA teams, he said he proposed this at an NBA coaches meeting, should have more scrimmages during the preseason and fewer preseason games. The teams in the NBA, they've always been able to, at least as long as I can remember, schedule 8 preseason games. It's sort of up to them. Teams often play teams in their region. They'll go to different locations. The Pistons have had a game in Grand Rapids. They've done some different things. This year, they only have 6, which is, I think, good. I think teams sometimes have too many preseason games where they're, you know, just trying to use up the minutes. Like, they don't really seem that interested in them. They're putting in players who are not going to be part of the regular season roster. They're not really focused on evaluating those players. It's just sometimes they're just parts of preseason where teams are just trying to get through it. And the Pistons have had less of that because they've only had 6 games, but I think even they've had a little bit of it. And so it was weird at some points where Van Gundy has talked about wanting more opportunities to evaluate and play guys. He chose to schedule only 6 instead of 8. And I did ask him whether he wishes he had 8 this year and maybe just how things shook out. And he said, no, definitely not. But one thing he did bring up in the coaches meeting, apparently, with other coaches, is scrimmaging more. And I think he sees the value in that as you can go scrimmage, you can be in certain situations. You can set the score and the time and the fouls and anything you want to work on. And you can work on it. I think this is what really appeals to him. Work on it without fans there. You know, you can have a little bit more control over the process and you're going against different teams. There's not this focus and attention from the outside. Not everything is getting micro-evaluated by people like me. And so I see why he finds some value in that. I don't know if it's going to catch on because preseason games, I would think, if the NBA is having them, I don't know this, and I'm very curious about this, and I've wondered about this at times, but I would think the NBA is making money off preseason games, or else why are you having them? I would think they sell enough tickets, include enough of them in season ticket packages that people are forced, you know, if you're buying a regular season package, that you have to pay for the preseason games too, that they can be used with ticket giveaways to draw in fans that, you know, maybe you and I can't measure the value of that, but somebody in the league is thinking about how much value is there in getting somebody exposure to this game that we're not going to sell out anyway, you know, school groups or things like that. So, you know, I do think that there's probably value in having preseason games that the league would not get with scrimmages. So I don't know if this is going to catch on, but it is an interesting idea. Van Gundy seems to be the one ahead on pushing for it. It sounds like he might have some other support with coaches, but anything like this, you've always got to remember. The question is not, is this the most effective way or the way that's best for fans or the way that's best for coaches? The first question you've got to ask is, will this make more money than the current setup? And that I'm not sure. There's a lot of unknown numbers about the value of preseason games, but I do think that the NBA is smart enough to have a sense on that. So we'll see whether this goes anywhere, but that does seem to be a cause Stan Van Gundy has taken. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Also, check out todaysfastbreak.com for NBA news and analysis. Thanks for listening.
With the holidays around the corner, now's your chance to save time and money at Safeway's Stock Up Sale. Plus, earn 4 times gas reward points on participating items. Look for tags on items like Honey Nut Cheerios. Select varieties are 4 for $8 with your club card. And select varieties of Betty Crocker Cake Mix, Brownie Mix, or Frosting are 10 for $10 with your club card. Maximum gas reward at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. For complete details, go to Safeway.com.